I'm Catherine Sweeney. Here's the latest from WPLN News at 5:04. Tennesseans will soon have to prove citizenship if they want to work as a nurse, electrician, or in any other job that requires a license. The State House has passed a measure in coordination with the White House's immigration agenda that will ban undocumented people from holding professional licenses. Democrats in both chambers yesterday had the same question.
Where did this legislation come from?
Did this bill come from anyone in particular? Did you hear instances of people who are undocumented having licenses, or where did this bill come from, the impetus of it?
Seems like it is legislation seeking a problem that doesn't actually exist right now.
While Republicans have been open with media about the legislative package's ties to Homeland Security Advisor Stephen Miller and the Trump administration, Republican sponsors Mark Cochran and Paul Bailey didn't name names.
People of Tennessee have demanded protection, and so the Republican caucus have decided to provide that.
There's been multiple other states here in the U.S. that are passing legislations to make sure that those that are seeking a license are duly qualified as U.S. citizens or aliens.
Bailey's referencing Oklahoma, another state that has been open about passing legislation in coordination with the White House. A Nashville man was charged with sexual exploitation of a minor. Metro Police say Jerry DuBose was using Grok AI to generate sexual images of infant-aged girls. That's an AI tool owned by Elon Musk's company, xAI. It can be accessed either through its website, in the app, or through the social media platform X.
Edutopia.com.
DuBose, who used the name Jerry Dub, was arrested after officers searched his home and found more than 40 child sex abuse materials on his online account. DuBose is in jail on a $25,000 bond. You'll find more news at WPLN.org.